The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, February the 28th. We've got two topics today. We're going to tell you about LunaFest and then Float Your Boat. Let's start, first of all, with LunaFest. We have Kelly Lucero with us, Central Missouri Community Action. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you very much.
What is LunaFest? I think the title can be a little deceiving there.
Right. Well, LunaFest is a traveling film festival. It's short films. They don't have to be documentaries. They're just shorts made by women, about women, for women. But it's a fundraiser. It can only be hosted by an organization, a nonprofit that works with women and children. Mm-hmm. And because Central Missouri Community Action, we were all the head starts. And the fact that 67% of adults living in poverty are women, and over half the people living
back
in,
up there.
Right.
67%.
That's right. Percent of adults living in poverty are women.
Why do you think that is?
I think we could probably look at lots of different factors. You know, societal, we're still only making about 70 cents for every dollar a man makes. There's just different kinds of obstacles that women face when it comes to success in the world is part of it. Mm-hmm. Over the majority of people living in poverty are children. Over 50% of people living in poverty are children. So because we're Central Missouri Community Action, we work with people to achieve self-reliance. LunaFest really fits into what we do. But, yeah, the majority of people, adults living in poverty, are women.
So that's really mind-boggling when you think about it. And it's sad.
It's sad.
It's very sad. To think in our country,
mm-hmm. Right.
That we have so many people that are living in poverty.
Right.
And are not sure when the end of the month comes whether they're going to be able to pay bills or they're going to be able to put food on the table.
Oh, definitely. I know. We talk to people every single day who go through that when we help with our energy assistance program. We're a lot of seniors, especially, who live on very fixed incomes who have to decide, do I pay my utilities or do I eat? And the food pantry is a great place. It helps make up some of that. But this is what they face every month, which is why we have energy assistance to help those people.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you choose food and let us try to pay the gas.
Yeah.
And keep you warm. That's the whole goal of it.
So with LunaFest, how much are you hoping that you'll come up with money-wise, a fundraiser?
Well, part of the proceeds, LunaFest doesn't keep any of it. They give 15% to the breast cancer fund, mm-hmm. which looks at the environmental causes of breast cancer. So 15% of our proceeds will go to that. The rest will come all to us. We're going to be at Blue Note. It holds about 500 people. So we're kind of hoping maybe $7,000-$8,000 by the time we give LunaFest and the breast cancer fund there. We're hoping, if we sell out.
And we'll have you back before then,
right,
or closer to the date, to talk about it and remind people. But give them the date.
The date will be April 22nd.
Okay.
So it's a matinee. It'll be at Blue Note on a Sunday afternoon. It starts at 4:30 at the Blue Note.
Okay.
Tickets can be purchased at the Blue Note's box office or lunafest.org. And you can find out more information, too, at Central Missouri Community Action's website.
And it's short films produced by women, for women,
right,
by women.
Right. Outstanding films on top of that. All they choose from over 800 that are submitted to Sundance.
Thank you very much.
Eight. So
thanks,
they're great.
Kelly.
Thank you.
And we'll have you, as we said, we'll have you on again before that.
Okay.
Day. Now, stay where you are because we want to talk about another fundraiser. It's called Float Your Boat.
Correct.
And we've got two people here. Michelle Hall, a College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. Good to have you here.
Thanks,
Michelle.
For having me.
And then we have Rachel Ellersick, the Central Missouri Food Bank.
That's right.
Right. Float Your Boat. You're both working, both organizations
Absolutely.
Are working together.
We're working together on this, yes.
What is Float Your Boat?
Float Your Boat for the food bank is a cardboard boat regatta. So teams, it can be anyone. It can be families. It can be organizations. It can be corporations. Work together to build a boat out of cardboard. And then they sail it.
Wait a minute. You're going to build a boat. This is on the level, right?
Correct.
You built a boat out of cardboard.
Cardboard?
And then you sit in this cardboard boat.
You don't just sit in it. You try to race it.
Oh, okay. So you're not going to sit in the cardboard boat and expect it to stay afloat.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah. Yes. Sit and race it. Correct. Yes.
No, they're in it, racing it.
Okay. I can't imagine doing that because I would think that the boat would come apart. You can only use cardboard?
Cardboard, duct tape, and paint to... We got to have some fun decorations, some themes.
So you're duct taping the cardboard together.
That's correct.
And then very small people get in these boats, right?
Anyone. It's only limited by your imagination. This is going to be at Phillips Lake Park.
Okay.
In South Columbia.
Okay. Yeah. So they're going to float in a lake then.
Correct, yes.
Not down the Missouri River.
Not down. Right. Maybe, you know, maybe next year. We'll see.
Okay. So, and this is a fundraiser.
Correct, yes.
And how much are you expecting to raise with this?
You know, it's the first year we've done it, so we really want to see everybody come out and have a good time and show their creativity and have some fun.
But does it make any difference what kind of boat they build?
It doesn't. You're only limited by your creativity. We've seen this is the first one we've done in Central Missouri, so we've seen other organizations come up with amazing designs.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be a sailboat, just something that will stay afloat.
Or you hope it will stay afloat.
And you said it, and that the duct tape doesn't come off of the boat. Now, this is a fundraiser for the food bank?
That's right, yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the needs of the food bank.
Well, the needs are ever growing,
as we were talking here with Kelly, right?
Yeah, and so the Kafner approached us with this project, and we said yes. Now we're in as much need as we've ever been before. As she mentioned, poverty rates are through the roof. A quarter of the children in the food bank service area don't always know where their next meal is going to come from. So not only fundraisers, but awareness.
25% of the kids in the Central Missouri Food Bank area.
I should point out, we've changed our name. We are now the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri.
Okay, the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. 25% of the kids in your region do not know where their next meal is coming from.
Right. That's the technical term is that those kids are food insecure. But in layman's terms, that means they don't know where their next meal is coming from.
I really don't have a comeback for that because it's sad.
It is,
It's very sad. What are you asking people in the community to do?
Well, events like this are great because they build awareness. They make the idea of giving back fun, but it still opens people's eyes to the fact that this problem is out there.
Now, to be a part of this, you have to register by March 21st, right?
Correct, yes.
How do they register?
Great. You can go to floatforthefoodbank.org, and just we have all the information there.
www.floatforthefoodbank.org.
Correct.
All the information is there. You can build your own boat but float it and race it, but you have to register by March the 21st.
Correct.
Okay? And you can register online.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming by.
Best of luck. Thank you.
Interesting. Are you floating a boat?
Well, we'll see if we have time to build one.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll need a lot of time.
All right. Mel Zelnick is on tomorrow. A show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.